Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Women in Steel Toes podcast. We're here to help navigate your construction career, whether it's figuring out what's out there, learning from somebody in the trade, or helping to navigate your career along the way. We're here to do it all. So stay tuned for an exciting 2022 season. Today's episode of Women in Steel Toes is brought to you by Aiken Inc. for all your dustless sandblasting needs. Let's talk about your 5-minute boundary crunch. So if you're anything like me, you quickly realize that you've taken on a whole bunch of tasks that you don't actually have time to do. So what do? You stay late and you crunch them all out. You take time out of your personal life, out of your other plans, or even other tasks at work to make sure that you get everything done. At the end of the day, you're left feeling burnt out and exhausted, and the only thing you have energy to do is go to bed. Does this sound familiar? Because this was my daily life for a good 2 years. I made sure that I got task after task done, and that is all I cared about. I cared about pleasing the people around me and never really taking time for myself. So in this episode, we're going to run through some quick tips and tricks that I've learned along the way to help me become more productive than I was before by setting some boundaries and setting some time for myself. So Laura, what are these quick fixes? Well, they're not quick fixes. They're the complete opposite. It's a repetition of making sure that you're learning to say no, that you are looking at things and saying, you know, this is what I need to prioritize today. This is what has to get done. If I have time allotted after that, sure, I will take on that. But other than that, I'm going to make sure that I schedule that for another day where I know I have time and I know I can get it done. But what if you can't say no? What if it's something that just comes up and it looks you in the face and it's like, it needs to be done right now? Then that is your new priority. Then you have to kind of look at your whole day and reorganize and restructure. Maybe there's something on your list that you had as a to-do that could possibly wait till the next day. Realizing that your entire priorities for that day are flexible, can get shifted, and sometimes things get bumped to the next day. Just because you had planned to do it that day doesn't mean it always has to get done that day. So big picture, look at your perspective, what actually has to happen, what can wait, and how do we handle with emergency situations? Knowing the framework for exactly how that looks for you and how that works, we'll be able to help you set priorities day in and day out at work. And making sure that you're prioritizing what needs to get done, what's nice to get done, and what is a future that can kind of be pushed off until later thing. Just setting and establishing a framework in the brain will help you make those decisions for every task that comes your way. So first one, say no, prioritizing. Second one, making sure that you are asking for help when you need it. There are days when your to-do list will be 20 emergencies and nothing else will get done. That is the beauty of construction. There are so many things that just come up. There are so many things that require immediate attention and so many things that just need your help to solve the problem along the way. So if we have 20 emergencies and that's all we can deal with in a day, what happens to the rest of the stuff that also kind of had to get done today? Hey, buddy, can you help me do this today? I don't have time to get it done, but it needs to get out. And then that's that help that you need, that olive branch. And there should be always that support system around you, although we're not always fortunate enough to have it, but to get that done and to push, you know, another need to do task to get it out that day. There are normally people around you, I can't say there always are, but there are normally people around you who can help you create these tasks or help you get something else done to make sure that you can hit your goals for the day and get the stuff that absolutely has to get done today. So setting priorities, learning to say no, asking for help, and then making sure that you're actually taking breaks. One of the biggest things I hear is, oh, I worked through my lunch or I worked through my break. we have to stop doing that, because when we do that, we actually become a lot less productive. If we do not take a step back from our work at some point during the day and kind of refocus ourselves, we nosedive and nosedive into task after task, which we can just become really slow at. And we're also so involved in the task that sometimes when we think we have these, you know, 20 emergencies in front of us, we don't take a step back to actually look at all of them. We might think they're all emergencies, when in reality, it only might be three things that are absolutely urgent and have to get done today. And the other 17 can, you know, wait till tomorrow or wait till the next day. So making sure that you take that break, take that step away to really, you know, soak in a little bit of headspace that's outside of the tasks. And again, look at the big picture. From there, you are better able to set your priorities, see where you can say no, and see if you do need that little bit of extra help that day. So that is my, I don't even know if that's 5 minutes, 5 minutes of quick steps to help you set boundaries and to be more productive in your day by actually taking a step back and looking at everything from the big picture. So again, boundaries, learning to say no, looking at the big picture, priorities, and asking for help. That's four steps that are easy to set up framework for. And once you have that framework, you should be rocking and rolling through your day. So I hope that helps a little bit. Have a good week, everyone.